Vavakama Perek Tes Mishnah Yud Beis. This Mishnah is the continuation of the idea of the previous Mishnah. We're again talking initially about the halacha of what happens if somebody had stolen and swore to a ger, and then he admits it, and the ger dies, and he needs to give the monies to the kohanim and the carbon to the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishnah says that Nasan Asa Kesef L'Anshe Mishmar. Let's say the thief had given the money that he owes, the principal and the fifth, to the people, the Kohanim of that Mishmar, of that watch, that group that is serving the Beis HaMikdash, Vameis, and then he dies after he gave the money. Ein HaYorshim Yecholin Lehotzi Miyadam. The Yorshim, his inheritors, are not able to extract the money from the Kohanim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ish Ashiyitin LaKohen Lo Yiyah. A man who is given to a Kohen, it shall be his, it shall be the Kohen's. Even though he has died, but it did achieve some level of kapara, some level of atonement for him prior to his death. In order to understand the next part of the Mishnah, it's important to point out that we talked about the Mishmaros of the Kohanim, the groups or watches of the Kohanim. There were 24 of them that would serve at different times in the Beis HaMikdash. One would serve one after the other. And another halacha to be aware of is that one must give the monies to the Kohanim, and then he can bring the Ashim sacrifice. But if it's the other way around, it doesn't work. You first have to give the monies. So the Mishnah tells us, Nasan HaKesef LiHoYariv. If you gave the monies to Yehoyariv, Yehoyariv was the first of the 24 Mishmaros, V'Asham LiYedaya, and then you give the carbon, Asham, you give that carbon to Yedaya. Yedaya is the second group that serves. You didn't do it all at the same time. You first gave the money to the first group, then you waited a little bit and you gave it to the carbon to the second group. Yatza, that works, that's fine. You don't have to bring them at the same time. But if Asham LiHayariv, if you were to give the carbon to Yayariv, which is the first Mishmar, but you give the carbon first, if Kesef LiYedaya, and then you go and give the Kesef, to give the money to the second Mishmar, so Im Kayam HaAsham, if the Asham animal is still alive and they haven't brought it yet, Yakrivu Yibnei Yedaya. Then, now that you've given the money to the second Mishmar, you can have the second Mishmar bring the carbon. V'im Lo, if not, if it's not still alive, it's already been brought by the first Mishmar, so then Yachzer V'yavi Asham Acher. Then you need to go back and bring another Asham, because the first Asham didn't count, since the Asham can only count after the monies have been returned to the Kohanim. Shamevi Gezelo Ad Shelehevi Ashamo. If you bring the Gezel, referring to here the payment for the Gezel, prior to your bringing the Asham sacrifice, Yotza, your Yotze, you fulfill your obligation, that works. But Hevi Ashamo Ad Shelehevi Gezelo, if the Asham was offered prior to you bringing the Gezel, prior to bringing the monies, Lo Yotza, you do not fulfill your obligation and the Asham needs to be brought again. The Asham didn't work. The last halach in the Mishnah is Nasan es hakeren. If, let's say, you gave to the Kohanim the principal, v'lo Nasan es hachomesh, but you didn't give the penalty of the fifth yet, and then the carbon was brought, so in a sense you haven't given all the monies yet, you've given only the principal, ein hachomesh ma'akev, the chomesh does not get in the way, and that is to say the asham is a kosher carbon, even though if it had been brought prior to giving the principal, it would have been a problem, and the Asham would not have been a proper Asham. However, the fact that you haven't given the Chomesh does not present a problem, and the Asham is kosher.